You've got questions? Andrew Mason has the answers. This is Mason's Mailbag, presented by Prime Sport.
The Week 3 Mailbag here from the practice field at the UC Health Training Center. I'm Andrew Mason. Thanks for joining me. And let's get started with a question about the defense from Jason Dalton. How does Shaquille Barrett's performance affect what the Broncos can do on defense once Shane Ray comes back? Well, really, I mean, it doesn't affect things compared to previous years because, you know, look back and they had Von Miller, Shaq Barrett, Shane Ray, and DeMarcus Ware. And so they had multiple pass rushers at their disposal they could rotate around. And so, you know, once Shane Ray comes back with Von Miller and Shaquille Barrett, presumably both healthy, you've got three guys you can work around. And then you got Kasim Adebali as well, who can rotate in there. There was in fact a couple of plays that you saw in against the Cowboys in week two that where Barrett, Miller, and Adebali both all worked in there. So there's a lot of things you can do with those edge rushers. Now it'll be fascinating to see what the Broncos do as far as who starts. But that being said, you know, Shane Ray was going to be the starter. He was there for a reason. But with Shaq Barrett, you have a guy who is a starting caliber player who would have been a backup behind Von Miller and Shane Ray if all of them had been healthy. There would have been plenty of snaps for Shaq Barrett even if Shane Ray had been healthy. So I'm sure you're going to see plenty of Shaq Barrett even after Ray gets back in there. Maybe you see him filling in for both Miller and Ray. Maybe you see a series where you've got Ray and Barrett as the outside linebackers and Von Miller gets a breather. The fact that Barrett is playing so well, certainly it's a luxury that when you get Shane Ray back, you have three outstanding players that you can kind of rotate around, three starting quality guys, and then Kasim Adebali as additional edge rusher, and then you hope that DeMarcus Walker can progress and he can be a part of the rotation as well. So certainly myriad possibilities for the Broncos, and once Shane Ray gets back, you're really excited about where things can go, assuming that Miller and Barrett can stay healthy up front. Next question from Ryan Webb. Is there a concern about going to the East Coast for an early game? What will the Broncos do to adjust? Well, they're going to leave on Friday so they can keep their Saturday schedule the same as far as the kind of practice that Vance Joseph wants to have on Saturday. He likes to have more of a walkthrough type practice with a lot of reps at a walkthrough pace on Friday and then do a little more on Saturday than has been the case in the past. So that's why the Broncos are going to get on a plane Friday afternoon and fly to Buffalo. Certainly that'll help them adjust to the time change. But that being said, if you go back to 2011, the Broncos have done well when they've played those early afternoon games. They are 14-4 in games played at 11 a.m. Mountain Time, 1 p.m. Eastern, noon Central, because some of those games have been in the Central time zone. So certainly going east for those early games, it hasn't had a tremendous negative effect on the Broncos as it may have had on some West Coast teams. The fact that they're in the Mountain time zone, it's only a two-hour time difference between Mountain and East Coast time. That certainly helps, and I think also the fact the Broncos have been a pretty good team since 2011 when they won the division that year and started their run. That has helped as well, but I think a little too much is made of those trips. It really comes down to, you know, how you play, and I think the Broncos, if they lose on Sunday, win or lose, I don't think going east and the time change is going to have that much of an impact. What happens on the field, you know, blocking, tackling, whether you play mistake-free football, those things are going to matter, not going east, not time zone changes, etc., things like that. Thanks for the questions. If you want to join us next week, Raiders Week, go to denverbroncos.com/Mason's Mailbag. Find me on Twitter, @MaceDenver. Please use the hashtag AskMace. Listen to me every day with Ryan Edwards and Steve Atwater on Orange and Blue 760. It's 1st and 10 at 10 from 10 to noon, Monday through Friday. Until next week, take care and thanks for watching.